Steve Chesney. Nothing but the blues.
Broadcasting on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker. It's Vixen 101. It's Nothing But the Blues with Steve Chesney. We'll feature some of the new music that's come in over the last couple of months later in the programme, including the new Taj Mahal album that I played a track from last week. And we'll have some other Taj Mahal tracks as well. But to start, 2003 is the year, and it's Buddy Guy and his album Blues Singer. And this one features Eric Clapton and B.B. King as well. It's Crawling Kingsnake.
Well, I'm a crawling kingsnake, and I'll rule my den. Well, I'm a crawling king snake, and I'll rule my den. I don't want you hanging around my maze. I'm just trying to keep her in. Well, you caught me crawling now, baby, when the grass was very high. I'm gonna keep on crawling, girl, until the day I die. Because I'm a crawling king snake, and I'll rule my den. Yeah. Come on and give me what I want, baby, and I'll come crawling again.
Let me crawl a little bit now.
Certainly a great album, that one. Buddy Guy, blues singer from 2003 and Crawling King Snake. Now Walter Trout. Haven't played anything from him for a while on the programme. He brought an album out in 2013 called Luther's Blues. And Walter Trout says about the album, Luther Allison was one of the all-time greats. It was an unbelievably potent thing to watch him perform, just the energy and commitment that the guy had. He was one of a kind. We played together once at the jazz festival, and just as we walked off stage, somebody pointed a camera and we hugged and smiled, and the photo is on the cover of this CD. And when he died in 1997, the idea of the album was planted in my brain. Walter Trout then, from Luther's Blues, with Pain in the Streets.
Thank you. money had a reason. Oh, other than just trying to live a life.
Wonderfully laid back one there from Walter Trout, celebrating the music of Luther Allison from his album Luther's Blues, Pain in the Streets. You're listening to Vixen 101 on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker, and it's Nothing But the Blues with Steve Chesney. To find out more, then do go to our website at vixen101.co.uk or our Facebook page, where you'll find out what's happening on the station. To contact us, it's admin@vixen101.co.uk for the email, and my email is steve.jesney@vixen101.co.uk. Said we'd feature Taj Mahal in the programme, including his new album, but some other tracks as well. So we'll have one for the rattly old blues track, although it's not that old, because his debut album was in 1968, just called Taj Mahal, and the CD liner notes say a new voice, a new vision. It's 1968 and Taj Mahal's arrived. With his unmistakable voice, his searing guitar and harp, and the help of a masterful band including Ry Cooder and Jesse Ed Davis, Taj Mahal's self-titled album establishes him as one of the great missionaries and visionaries of the blues. So we'll have from that album the celebrated Walking Blues.
Up this morning, baby, feeling all wrong for my shoes. Oh, honey, now you know about that, baby, I got them all. Got them all walking blues. I woke up in the morning, baby, when I felt around for my shoes. Now you know about that, baby. I had the walking blues. Well, you know, it seemed like I was saying, just like days. I hope my little woman, she got to try to change her low down ways. I hope my baby, she wanna change her low down ways. Everything I tell my baby, you know, my little woman understands just what I say. Come on, do it. I'm leaving here this morning, baby. If I have to, I ride the blind. You know I'm sick and disgusted, baby, and I'm so doggone dissatisfied. Yes, I'm leaving here this morning, baby. Mama, you know if I have to ride on the blind. Baby, satisfied. Hey. Got to go to Memphis, baby. Baby, until my little old ham bone is spoiled. I said, I got to go to Memphis, baby. Mom and I, honey, I got to have my ham bone, boy. I leave my lonesome home. I woke up this morning, baby, you know all I had, everything. Everything I had was gone. I said I woke up this morning, baby, yeah. I wanted everything I had. Everything I had was gone. I woke up this morning, somebody done, yeah, baby, you know that done, and ruined my happy home. Tricks. A gypsy woman over to Mississippi, baby, she say she gone. I get my business fixed. I said it, gypsy woman over to Mississippi. Baby, now you know she say she gone. She gonna get my business fixed. I'm a gypsy and she done stopped her in her tracks. I woke up this morning, baby, feeling all wrong. For my shoes, how about that little girl? You know that I had them on. I said, I woke up this morning. morning, baby, and I was feeling all around for my now where are you? Nobody, baby, I had. Yes, I had. I am walking blues.
Great stuff. And what you could call an unhurried version there from Taj Mahal, because it was over 8 minutes long, the celebrated Walking Blues from his debut album Taj Mahal in 1968. We'll go back to an album that came in during January, and I think I played one track from it. I'll play another now. It's Robin Ford's album, Night in the City, and it was recorded at City Winery in Nashville in 2021. The release notes say, Ford's one of the most respected and influential guitarists in the world. He's won numerous awards and he's been nominated for a Grammy numerous times. He's released over 20 albums and his music's been featured in films and television shows. He's known for his great guitar playing and his soulful vocals, and he's a master of blues, jazz and rock. His music's always filled with energy and passion. This track is Pure White Rock Beer, 8 cents. jazzy blues there from Robin Ford from his album Night in the City, released in January, and Pure Stroke White Rock Beer, 8 cents. Back to Taj Mahal's new album, which I played a track last week. The notes say, recorded live at the Church, the famed studio of Leon Russell, who was a defining influence and personal friend of Taj Mahal. Goes on to say, at 81 years old, Taj continues to be the cornerstone of roots music and one of the most influential musicians of his generation, with fans from the Rolling Stones to Ziggy Marley. So from his new album here, we're going for a record, I think, of the fewest tracks played on the programme in an hour, because this one's 10 minutes long. It's the old T-Bone Walker song, Mean Old World.
Sometimes I wonder why. Do your with somebody else.
Taj Mahal really back on form there with his new album, Swinging Live at the Church in Tulsa, and that one, Mean Old World. Next, Mike Zito's album, Life is Hard, that was released at the end of February. Released on his own Gulf Coast Records label and produced by Joe Bonamassa and Josh Smith. Sad album, really, on the death of his wife last year. I have this track called Without Loving You.
Something's got to give. How am I gonna live? Well, something's
Without Loving You from Mike Zito from his album Life is Hard, released at the end of February. Next, Chris O'Leary's album The Hard Line on Alligator, which came in January. And his first one for the label. And the notes say, he was born in 1968 and raised in a house filled with music. He says, my dad played everything from Beethoven to Springsteen. And having seen his first live concert at age 10, which was The Band, he was drawn into their famous triple album, The Last Waltz, and it included, among other guests, Van Morrison, the Staple Singers and Muddy Waters. And O'Leary was captivated by Muddy's ferocious performance and needed to hear more, and his dad got him Muddy's Hard Again album, which featured the great James Cotton, blowing some of the most forceful harmonica of his career. And this was the first time O'Leary heard Cotton, and he was hooked, and he got his hands on a Hofner Marine Band harmonica and taught himself to play the real Chicago blues, listening to nothing but classics of the genre. Bob Margolin, who also appeared on The Last Waltz and Hard Again, it says, had a number of solo albums, and it was Margolin that helped O'Leary release his first album, Mr. Used to Be, on the Vistome label. But coming right up to date, this album, The Hard Line on Alligator, Chris O'Leary then, and the song I Cry at Night.
Yes, I cry at night, my best kept secrets are my fears. I wake up terrified. By the rain. Thank you.
know a man's supposed to wait. Yes, I cry at night, yeah. I know a man's supposed to weep. I guess I'm paying for all the things I've done. You know that pride is pretty steep.
Chris O'Leary with Monster Mike Welsh on guitar on that one from the album The Hard Line. On Alligator, came in February, the track I Cry at Night. Last one from Taj Mahal, this album was released in 1996, Phantom Blues, it's Lonely Avenue. From 1996, Taj Mahal and Lonely Avenue. We're out of time. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. That you join me next week here on Vixen 101. Some more of the blues, the whole blues and nothing but the blues. All that talk about Chris O'Leary and Bob Margolin on the album Hard Again from Muddy Waters made me think I should play a track from it. This is Bus Driver.
Johnny, you're the boss man now. Wait now, what time, fella? We all hit something. And you know that don't feel right. Hey, my woman rolled out with the bus driver. And you know that don't feel right. Well, he used to give her a ride in the daytime. Now she gives a ride at night. ease my misery.